This is our fifth program of the Taking Charge of Your Health series, a special edition of Health Matters. Our focus this week is mastering stress.
You can't make positive changes in your health without mastering stress. The fast pace of modern life makes stress a daily issue for millions of Americans, not to mention the social and economic pressures most of us have to deal with.
Stress management is tricky because human bodies can turn on the stress response merely by thinking of something stressful.
This ability is unique in the animal kingdom. Human thought can trigger stress even when there's nothing in the environment to indicate the body needs a stress response.
But whether we think our way into stress, or we're stressing because we can't pay the rent, or because the boss has been on our case all day, the health consequences of ongoing stress are the same.
All animals are born with an innate physiologic stress response. Its purpose is to keep us alive. If you're out hunting and see a grizzly bear, your brain determines in a fraction of a second whether you're in danger.
When the stress response fires, your heart rate increases to pump more blood to your muscles and organs. Your breathing quickens to increase the amount of oxygen your lungs absorb.
Your blood pressure elevates to ensure all your organs are infused with vital nutrients. And your blood sugar increases because your muscles and brain need more fuel. Fats are released into the bloodstream for the same reason.
Blood goes from your gut to your skeletal muscles, and your digestion turns off because your body has more important things to do.
Meanwhile, in the brain, the blood moves from the cerebral cortex to the more primitive areas. This enables heightened sensory perception and quicker reaction times, but it reduces your ability to solve complex problems.
The stress response primes the body for a fight or to flee from danger. But if your stress has nothing to do with real physical danger, all this priming is not needed.
Chronic stress stimulates these responses unnecessarily. The muscles don't need that extra push. Chronic stress increases blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels, which increases the frequency of heart attacks and strokes.
And a host of other problems, including heart arrhythmias, increased infection, decreased mental acuity, tight jaw, headaches, neck pain, and lower back pain.
Chronic stress leads to irritable bowel symptoms, depression, fatigue, sleep disruption, lower pain thresholds, gastroesophageal reflux disease, weight changes, decreased performance, and faster aging. The conclusion is obvious. Chronic stress is dangerous for your health.
Bear in mind, however, that short-lived stress is fine. In fact, some people thrive on it, but only when they're in control of it. If you're not in charge of your stress response, it works against you. Learning how to control the stress response is perhaps the most important lesson that you can learn when it comes to good health.
So how can we turn off the stress response and keep it off? One of the best strategies is regular exercise. And why is that? Because of hormones. Exercise produces hormones that goes immediately to the emotional limbic system in the brain and turns off the stress response.
During exercise, the brain also produces endorphins, which fertilize brain cells, somewhat like Miracle-Gro nourishes plants. Moving muscles also release growth factors that lay down the infrastructure for new nerve networks and tighten existing nerve connections. This makes it easier for you to learn, pay attention, and stay happy while being calm and relaxed at the same time.
You also need to eat regular meals to manage stress. The human body is designed to eat about every 4 hours while awake. When you don't eat regularly, the stress response fires. You don't need to eat a lot, but you should have something about every 4 hours.
And you need to eat foods that keep blood sugar levels steady until the next meal. If you eat food that causes your blood sugar to spike and plummet, your stress response will fire.
Sleep is the next key to stress management. Each of us has our own individual sleep requirement. If we try to get by on less than our body needs, the stress response activates.
Next is learning how to slow down. This is easier said than done, and we live in a fast-paced, overscheduled world, but our bodies were not designed for this. We need to pay attention to that reality. As Dr. Traver advises, we need to slow down and smell the flowers. Go for a walk, read a book, take a warm bath, spend time with a good friend, nurture ourselves, and relax.
Studies indicate that when we're having a positive interaction with others, the brain produces chemicals that help us stay calm and happy. For some, For some, meditation and yoga are effective strategies for controlling stress.
But let's back up a bit here. Because the very first thing you need to do to manage stress is to recognize when you're in stress mode. What's happening in our bodies when we're feeling stressed? Can you feel your jaw going tight? Your neck starting to hurt? A knot forming in your stomach? Do you want to run away?
When you recognize you're starting to stress out, you can turn the stress response off in less than a minute with a few very slow, deep breaths. Deep breathing tells the brain that you're not in the middle of a life-threatening situation.
You can also think positive thoughts. The single most effective thought for turning off stress is gratitude. So train yourself to feel gratitude. Then, once you feel yourself calming down, assess what is happening. Determine whether you have any control over it.
Most of what people stress about is out of their control. People may behave badly toward you. Things may happen that you don't like and can't do anything about. All you can do is choose how you're going to respond. When you finally accept that you can't control a lot of what happens in life, you feel very liberated.
Here's the key phrase, it is what it is. When something's beyond your control, just say, it is what it is. It helps. Dr. Travers says stress management is an inside job. What she means is that you can think yourself out of it. You can take charge of it.
As you reflect on stress this week, identify the stressors in your life. At the same time, make a list of the strategies that you are willing to try. Things that work for you. Listening to music. Working in the garden. Taking a bubble bath. Watching the comedy channel.
For your fitness routine this week, it's time to focus on your cardiorespiratory fitness. Cardiorespiratory fitness ensures that your lungs efficiently extract oxygen from the air and eliminate carbon dioxide. Your heart pumps oxygen-filled blood quickly through the body, and your muscles extract large amounts of oxygen from the blood to create energy chemicals.
So this week, it's time to ramp up the intensity of aerobic activity. Aim for 3 times a week. If you're doing a base walk of 30 minutes a day, add 20 to 30 minutes a few times a week. And there's a bonus here for those trying to lose weight. The higher your aerobic fitness, the more calories you burn with each workout.
If you're tuning in late to KIDE's Taking Charge of Your Health series, you could always find the first 4 programs on our website. For this audio and more information, visit the download area at www.kidefm.org. Taking Charge of Your Health is a product of Health Matters, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco, and our readers were Florine McCovey, Jay Winzuli, and Joseph Orozco. Thank you for listening.